Test, test, 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We did all of our practicing and fancy stuff this morning, so bear with us as we try something a little different. We kind of squashed this all together, and it involves kids, so everything's going to be okay because they're cute, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so appreciate you guys coming. This is our second Christmas service that we're having today. Wasn't this morning a blessing? Man, it's nice. I was trying to figure out why the auditorium was so scattered, and then I realized half the congregation was up on the stage, so it was nice to have people willing to sing in the choir. Did very well, came together very well, and appreciate Adam and Kristen's hard work in putting that together. But then again, they can't do it without the rest of them, so it's not just them, but they did a lot of work to get that ready. So welcome, and welcome to those by way of live stream. I know my dad's trying to watch. He wanted to come but wasn't able to, so no pressure, kids. Grandpa's watching. Okay? Our scripture this evening is Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a chance to worship you. We thank you for the opportunity for these children to use their gifts to honor you. Through this service, I pray that you'll be with this service. May your name be glorified. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I do have one disclaimer that I want to say, and I want to apologize. I did go over some verses after the service this morning, and it was kind of by the fly. I told Jared, hey, these are my verses I want. He went online, found them, put them up on the screen, and we had a little glitch in our version that was not on purpose. We are King James only, and that's the way we're going to stay. That wasn't on purpose. So just so you know, that was an oopsies. By way of some announcements, we do have ladies' Bible study tonight, no Wednesday service, and then the Kimmels will be with us next week, so looking forward to that. And then stick around after the service. There's some things in the office back there that you might want to partake in. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and sing number 215, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
Let's stand together as we sing number 215, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. You'll need your songbooks tonight. Seated. Thank you.
Once upon a midnight clear, heaven's song broke through the air. Peace and goodwill toward men.
Wonderful. Jesse, in the Old Testament, prophets foretold the birth of Jesus. The prophet Isaiah wrote that out of the root of Jesse, a branch which grows, this branch which rules the Gentiles and brings light to a darkened world.
C stands for Caesar Augustus. In the Gospel of Luke, we are told there was a decree from Caesar Augustus that all people had to register for a tax. Each person was to register in the city of his family's origin. Joseph had to go to the city of David, which was Bethlehem. And also in the prophecies, the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
Stands for travelers. People from near and far traveled toward Bethlehem. The roads were crowded with people walking or riding donkeys. Almost among them were Joseph and Mary. Mary's baby was to be born very soon, and the trip was long and tiring.
Stands for innkeeper. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, it was very crowded and they could not find a place to stay. An innkeeper who had no room left in his inn told Joseph that he could rest in the stable. It was there in that humble place that Jesus was born. Only the animals were there to see this wonderful miracle.
Bethlehem, shepherds were watching their flock of sheep. The shepherds spent many evenings outside, and they were familiar with the night sky. On this night, the shepherds knew that something unusual was happening. They saw a brightness in the sky over Bethlehem, which they had never seen before.
The shepherds were looking up into the sky.
An angel appeared and told them that a Savior had been born in Bethlehem. They would find him lying in a manger.
Suddenly, the sky is full of angels. Praise God.
Thank you.
shepherds hurried to Bethlehem to find a stable. They found Mary, baby Jesus, and just for Holy Night.
Child, born of a virgin in a lowly stable on that holy night, this little baby, as the prophet said, was to become the King of Kings, the Savior of the world. The shepherds told Mary and Joseph all that had happened to them on the hillside outside Bethlehem. They told in wonder how the heavenly angels praised God. Joseph remembered the angel who had appeared to him and told him that Mary would give birth to God's Son, the Savior of the world. In swaddling clothes upon the hay.
There our Redeemer came to earth, an infant born of lowly birth.
The shepherds heard the angels say,
in travelers to the newborn king. Mary and Joseph joined their praise.
A Savior given from heaven above.
God's Christmas gift of endless love.
I felt bad on that last one. I felt like I should like lend a hand or turn a page or break a wrist or something. At least that was good. I like that. I didn't realize it was. I don't know if you could see their hands, but they're like all intertwined, and it's a good thing you didn't wear the same outfit. Otherwise, you got confused on whose hand is what. Let's take our songbooks and turn to number 199, Joy to the World, the Lord Has Come. Number 199, let's stand together as we sing. You may be seated.
I'm glad it wasn't a competition because I think I know who would have won. And I'm not really sure where Emma gets it from. It's definitely not for me. I quit piano because I couldn't figure out the two hands. So, but they did really well. Appreciate you guys coming. So like I said, next week the Kimmels will be with us. And then after we dismiss, we'll start with the little people. They can go right back to the office and redeem your gift from the deacons. No pushing, no shoving, or should I say that to the adults? Once the children have gone, if there are any left, which I believe there will be, we can do adults after that. Let's go ahead and close in a prayer. Pastor Kimmel, would you mind coming up here and praying for us?
Just to say one thing, that was very good. Can I say that?
You can say whatever
All right.
you want.
Whatever I want?
Whatever.
Amen.
I hope. We got time.
Oh, okay. I can take it. Whatever, I hope this church realizes the talent you have here. The young people coming, obviously June and I get out to a few places. We have seen one person that's in Kristen's league playing the piano. One. And we don't think she's there yet. All righty. And stuff. She's in Michigan, by the way, in case you're curious. But you young people did good. Keep using your talents. Can we stand? Let's stand, pray. And he said, little people. Now, I'm small. So I'm hitting them. Anyway, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for how good you've been to us. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and this time that we celebrate his birth, coming to give himself on our behalf. And Lord, we don't understand it all yet, but we appreciate it. We thank you for what Christmas is truly all about. And Lord, as this week, as we have time with family and friends, opening presents, help us to never lose sight of what Christmas is truly about and what Christmas cost you. Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness of sin, for salvation that was paid for us, and for the opportunity to be a child of God. Lord, we pray your blessing on these young people. Keep them from the sin of the world and help them to grow up with a heart to walk with you and to serve you. Lord, we pray your blessing on the time here after the service, and we ask it all in thy name. Amen. Sorry.